Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Good morning.
Yeah, we are going to, our Bible reading is going to be taken from the book of 1 Timothy 1 verse 4:17. And it reads, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. 13. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. 14. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. 15. The saying in trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. 16. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who bear to believe in him for eternal life. 17. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. This morning, the message is taken from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. The message is entitled, There is Value in the Stumble. Welcome back as well to Brother Paul. We are grateful to have you back with us and trust and pray in all the things that God has glorified in everything that you do here on today. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy, because I did ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. It says in verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Verse 17 says, Now to the King immortal, the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God alone who is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. The Bible says, Amen. And so the message again is entitled, There is Value in the Stumble. There is value in the stumble. Again, the Bible often describes a Christian life as a walk. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, Paul says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, the writer says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And so, walking describes a purposeful and active lifestyle directed by the power of God's Spirit within us, motivating us to do his will. And like everyone learning to walk, every last one of us have to learn how to walk. And we have a young man in here who's learning how to walk as well. We can easily trip and stumble. Something can easily get in our path and cause us to stumble. So that is what we look to preach today and to study as well. I'm just going to try to get this started again. Can someone just hit the source button there So again, one of the things we need to recognize in life that we all stumble. We all stumble in life. But when we stumble, God can use those stumbles to shape us and to mold us and to strengthen us as so that we can help ourselves and be a blessing to others as well. Because he can bring order to the chaos of our lives. And while a stumble isn't necessarily a fall, it can easily become one. Today, let us consider the persecutor Saul of Tarsus, who later became the Apostle Paul, the preacher and evangelist who, in our text today, describes himself. Though he considered his stumbles to be of little value, or maybe you yourself today feel that you are of little value, especially in those times and circumstances where we may fall short. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. However, God sees us as otherwise. He can bring value to our stumbles. In Psalm 37 and verse number 23, the psalmist says this. Psalm 37 and verse number 23, the psalmist says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Verse 24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And then we get down further in verse number 31 says, the law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. What does that say? If when we walk the Lord will help us to stay on the right path. And you remember in the Psalm 119 and verse number 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 116 and verse number 8 says, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from fear, and my feet from falling. And so Paul in our text recalls his stumbles. He says in verse number 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And it says in verse 13, and though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Father, sometimes when perhaps you realize that when we look back, there were some things that we did or said or thought that were not in line with God's will, and you recognize that, you know, God's grace and mercy was extended to you. Paul understood this. He recalled that he stumbled due to ignorance. These are sins sometimes that we don't even recognize until the word of God in truth shows up. He says, I did it in unbelief. You remember in the book of Acts chapter 7, at about verse 54, Stephen was one of the seven men chosen by the apostles who helped in the daily distribution of food. The Bible says he was a man full of the Holy Spirit. And then false charges were made against this man, Stephen, and he was brought before the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Jewish Council of the Jews. And there Stephen gave an impassioned sermon condemning the Jews for their part in condemning Jesus in Acts 7:52. Furious, the members of the Sanhedrin dragged Stephen away and stoned to death, and there was Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, the Bible says, who, the Bible says, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of Saul. He approved of their killing. And so in chapter 8, we see that Saul began to persecute the church. He was zealous for the wrong thing. And sometimes we're zealous for the wrong thing. Amen. You know, folks can come to life. Folk can be gung-ho for the things of the world. And he was dragging men and women off in prison. In Acts chapter 9, suddenly, on the way to Damascus, the Lord God appeared to this man, Saul of Tarsus, and struck him down, blind. And you remember he said to Saul of Tarsus, Saul, Saul, why do you kick against the pricks? And then the Bible says he was blind and he was without food. But, you know, I want to suggest to you that Saul was struck down in ignorance because of his stumbles on the road to Damascus so that he could stand up for Jesus. Saul was struck down in the stumble so he can stand up for Jesus. And someone once said, Paul said, that the best way for God to get us on our feet is to knock us on our knees. And sometimes while you're down there on your knees, there is some value in that stumble. And he understood that God's grace was applied to him. He said in verse number 14, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. What is grace? Grace is God's unmerited favor. It is a gift that you can't work for, you don't deserve, but you get it freely, not because of anything you've done, but because of what Christ has done on the cross. You'd be singing that song, Your Grace and Mercy. He obtained mercy. He also obtained grace in verse 14. But Paul understood that Jesus came into the world to bring value to our stumbles. Because he is the great restorer, the great stabilizer, the great renovator, and the great resurrector. God specializes in those who stumble. And so why? Because he sees value in all things, even in our stumbles. You know, God doesn't throw things away like how we do. You got some folk in here. You know, when the new phone comes out, folks say, well, I got to get rid of that one and get a new one. And then come around December, folks start throwing more stuff out to get more junk to put into the house. Because they don't see value in that thing. But even in our stomachs, even in the things that cause us to have shame and doubt, and sometimes we can think of ourselves less than ourselves, God can bring value to those stomachs. Because God used the awful events of Saul of Tarsus' life to do what? To save him, to shape him, to become a powerful preacher and teacher and a man of God. If he did it for Saul, he can do it for you too. But how can we allow God to bring value to our stumble? Somebody wants to know. Because sometimes when we stumble, it can create in us a sense of unworthiness, despair, and a feeling that we can't overcome or be used for God's glory. Ever feel like that sometimes? I'm praying about the same thing over and over again. Sometimes we can stumble because of our faults. Sometimes we can stumble because of our action. Sometimes other folks can cause us to stumble. Amen. Sometimes our overthinking can cause us to stumble. And sometimes, as I say, we can have paralysis by overanalysis. And so, however, there are valuable lessons to be learned for ourselves. Knowledge should be passed on to others because God sees our stumbles as valuable. So what can we do and how can we bring value to these stumbles? First of all, we need to confess that we do have these stumbles and seek forgiveness. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He said in verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all, some translations say, of all acceptation, but all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world, what for? To save sinners. He came to save the stumblers, of whom I am chief. How many times have we ever prayed, Lord, I am the chief of sinners. Nobody sinned like me. Huh? But you know how we come up in here on Sunday morning, we act like water don't melt in our mouth and we don't have any problems. Huh? All of us got problems. And if you say you don't have any problems, you know what I'm going to say next? I know what your problem is. It's lying. Because the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But we've got to confess that to somebody. And so if not, we become desensitized to the Holy Spirit's prompting. God has given us His Spirit, those of us who are baptized, for a reason. He, the Spirit, wants to lead us, but we can resist the Spirit's prompting, even in our stumbles. The quicker we get up, the quicker we recover to walk with the Lord, the more likely we can leave our stumble or stumbles in the rearview mirror. Did you know that? Did you know that? Lord, I'm unworthy, but you are worthy. Lord, I'm no good, but you are good. Lord, I don't see any value in this. I can see the value in your stumble. Secondly, so first of all, confess and seek forgiveness. Secondly, confide in someone else. Because when we talk about our stumbles and struggles, we open up ourselves to accountability. We ought to be an accountable church. Amen, somebody. We ought to be an accountable church. But I don't know what your struggle is if you don't tell me what your struggle is. But that's not the only reason. When we bring our issues to the light, our stumble loses its power to influence and trip us up. Confess. Confide, and number three, craft a plan to avoid hazards. Because if there were an electrical cord, do you see this cord here? If that cord caused me to stumble, often you'd hopefully move it, wouldn't you? But to do nothing could result in hurting ourselves. So if I know that if I sit next to a certain person, or if I have a certain conversation, or if I go to a certain place, or if I look at a certain thing, that's going to cause me to stumble, I need to come up with a strategy to avoid that thing. Because don't you know sometimes, church, you can talk to the wrong person. Amen. And that false person can cause you to stumble. Amen. You see, we read in the text in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, a little leaven. That's what, 11 is a little lump. Sometimes we gotta be able to control our thoughts. Likewise, we must recognize those areas in our lives where we are prone to stumble and develop a plan to avoid it, because Satan has a strategy. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. What's he trying to do? Seeking whom he may devour. What's he trying to do? He's trying to trip you up. And you know, what's the definition of insanity? What's the definition of insanity? Do the same thing over and over and over and over and expect a different result. Perhaps you've got to start changing your behavior so that God can bring value to your stumbles. But what are the values of our stumbles? First of all, listen. What's the value? You say, well, I don't see where you're going with this. First of all, the first thing we can learn in our stumbles is we can learn to appreciate what it's like to stumble, because we all go through stumbles. We can learn to appreciate what it's like to stumble. How many times have you and I said, I would never? Somebody else is going through something, you say, well, that will never happen to me. When I get married, that's not going to happen in my marriage. When I have children, that's not going to happen to, because we're going to be the perk. Huh? And then you're stumbling. You're stumbling. You're still stumbling.
Huh?
But you need to learn how to appreciate what it's like to stumble, because we all go through stumbles. Secondly, we can learn to develop empathy and humility. We can learn to develop empathy and humility. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1, we read that earlier today. He says, brethren, he's talking to the church, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a man in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. What is he saying? What are you saying, Paul? Listen, when you try to go and correct somebody who is stumbling, you better consider yourself and go with the right attitude, because you yourself may find yourself in that same stumble. Huh? I wouldn't have a drink. You're going to catch me drinking. What's up, brother? Oh, but weren't you the one last week saying that would never happen to you? Thirdly, our stumble should teach us not to judge others who also stumble, and to develop compassion, to put on tender mercies, because we've been there ourselves. Paul says, although I was formerly a blasphemer, in verse 13, a persecutor, an insolent man, but I obtained mercy. Why? Because I did it in unbelief. There were a lot of things that I was doing and thinking that was okay, until I became a Christian, until I started studying the Bible, until I started taking God's word seriously. I still stumble, church. Still stumble. But I recognize that God's grace and mercy is applied to me. He said in verse 16, however, for this reason, because of all of these circumstances, he said, I obtained mercy. What? That in me first, Jesus Christ might show all long suffering. What is long? How long is long suffering? It means you're going to suffer. How long? A long time. God is long-suffering towards us so that we can be long-suffering to one another. We ought to be a bit more tolerant of one another. Huh? Because God puts up with us. And he said, as a pattern of those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Have you ever met yourself? What do you mean, ever met yourself? Have you ever met somebody that acts just like you? You're looking across the room, you say, man, that brother or sister just like me. You know what your job is? To remember where you were, and you go over there and you say, listen, God loves you, but you gotta change some stuff. Huh? And you gotta be long-suffering, you gotta be a spiritual person, you gotta be meek when you go over there. Huh? And number four, our stumble should teach us how to bounce back. How to bounce back. Listen, what did you learn in that stumble? While you're down there on your knees, did you learn anything? Did you learn anything about yourself? Now, that's the first question you need to ask yourself. What did I learn about myself? Maybe I need to say less and listen more. Maybe I need to pay more attention to what's going on around me. Maybe I need to choose my words or my actions or my behavior. And then the second question you need to ask yourself is, what did you learn about God? God is long-suffering. Did you know that? It should teach us how to bounce back, shake off the shame, and appreciate God's mercy and extend it to others. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness or slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And here's a news flash. Every stumble that we have, the Lord may not take away. Though we pray often and sure, whatever your stumble is, the Lord may not take it away. How do I know that? Well, let's listen to what Paul said himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 7. Look. So Paul stumbled before he was a Christian, and he stumbled while a Christian. He was an apostle of God. But look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me." Some of us have, all of us are going to have a thorn in the flesh somewhere. There are some things that God will not deliver us from. Amen. Though we pray. He prayed, watch this now. "What for? A messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure." You know what that means? To keep Paul's pride in check. To keep him humble. Sometimes our stumble keeps us dependent on God. He says concerning this thing, verse number 8, "I pleaded with the Lord," how many times? 3 times. How long have you been praying about that stumble? "Lord, I'm back. It's me again. I'm sorry to bother you, Lord." He said, "It was given to me to buffet me. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. Lord, take it away." That's what he asked. Did the Lord answer him? Yes, he did. Verse number 9, every prayer gets an answer. He says, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made power in weakness." In your stumble. Therefore, Paul, here's Paul saying now, he's got to reply to his email. He says, "Therefore, most gladly I would rather boast quick in my imperfect. I don't mind telling folk that this is my struggle. I asked the Lord to take it away, but he said, it's not good." Why, Paul? He said, but he understood, listen, to boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest in me. He said, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities." You know, we like to get dressed up and put on our best shoe. Well, sometimes, church, God gets the glory when our lives get glory. He said, "And reproaches and needs and persecutions and distress for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong." There is value not only when we are on the mountaintop, church, but also in the valleys when we find ourselves in, because God can use and bring value to every circumstance. How do I know that? Romans 8:28, "All things work for good." Oh, we like the good stuff. But what about when life goes south on us? When folk don't treat us right? When life doesn't go our way? "All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." You are not the first one to stumble. Did you know that? And you're not the only one to stumble. But in every circumstance, God can bring value to our stumbles. And so here's the point. We need to make our stumbling blocks our stepping stones. Our stumbling blocks are stepping stones to lead us to Christ. You remember I used that acronym FROG? You remember that? Every Christian should be a frog. Young folks say, what? F, fully. R, rely. O, on, and G, God. Fully rely on Lord, even in this stumble, I know you're going to do something good out of this. I don't know what you're going to do, Lord. And I want to learn, Lord, to be more like Jesus. Because I know if you could use a man like Saul of Tarsus, then you can use me too. Peter stumbled, but God still used him. Noah stumbled, but God still used him. You and I will stumble. And God can use us too. There's value in the stumble. Back in the psalmist says, Psalm chapter 37, he says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and his delight is in his faith. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down." This is not the end. Amen. You ever see your child learn how to walk, and they stumble, and mom comes alongside and says, "Come on, baby, you can do it." Thank God for the mothers and fathers that came alongside us, because guess what? Now you can walk by yourself. Hey, man, mama's not coming on alongside you. But there was value in that stumble, because you learn how to walk on your own two feet and to focus on what's ahead. And so this morning, church, I want to encourage you that there is value in our stumbles. Where are you stumbling right now? Are you stumbling? I believe we are. And you know, one of the things that concerns me, I'll tell you this up front. We extend the Lord's invitation every Sunday. Every single Sunday we extend the Lord's invitation, and either none of us are stumbling or the Bible is not right. But one or the other. Do you need prayer this morning? Do you need to give your heart and your life to God? Lord, help me in my stumbling, so that I can be a better Christian today than I was yesterday. Perhaps you didn't know this. Can God use you? He can. But he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian by doing five simple things. You must hear the gospel, the word of God, Romans 10:17. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you from your sins and stumbles. That's John 3:16. You must repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. And then you must confess Jesus as Lord, Romans 10:9-10. And complete your obedience by being baptized. That's Acts 2:38, Mark 16:15-16, and many other passages of Scripture. And for those of us who are Christians, don't leave here today the same when you came in today. Because everything you go through is for a reason. And there is a value and benefit in everything we go through. Because God specializes in the impossible. If you need prayer, James 5:16 says, confess your sins one to another and pray one toward another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails as much. If you need prayer this morning, it will be our privilege to pray with you and for you as we stand and sing the song of invitation. Thank you.